Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mostly clear today. Tel Aviv is enjoying sunny skies, while Jerusalem sees a few clouds. In Haifa, the temperatures are mild. It's a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, according to the Jerusalem Post, just under an hour ago, Trump spoke with Netanyahu about American moves in the Gulf following renewed U.S. strikes on Iran. Netanyahu also raised concerns about an F-35 deal with Turkey. Also, earlier today, the Times of Israel reported that the Prime Minister and IDF chief reiterated Israel's readiness for renewed conflict with Iran amidst ongoing tensions. They emphasized Israel's capability to regain air superiority. Also this hour, Israel Hayom Hebrew noted that Trump updated Netanyahu on developments in the Gulf. An American official confirmed that a pilot area between Israel and Lebanon is set to start soon. Separately, JNS highlighted that Israel and Lebanon are moving forward with a U.S.-brokered framework agreement. This involves the removal of Hezbollah forces from southern Lebanon. And finally, I-24 News reported 6 hours ago that Netanyahu praised Israel's past actions against Iran. He stated that without force, Iran could have developed nuclear weapons. Reaction has been swift on social media. Middle East 24 posted minutes ago that the Trump administration remains committed to resolving tensions with Iran. They noted Trump's strong remarks against recent Iranian actions. Yainet Global reported that Andy Burnham, a favorite to lead the UK's Labour Party, called the situation in Gaza a scar. He is considering sanctions on Israel. Rayland Givens commented that Trump's recent security measures reflect ongoing threats from Iran, saying such threats justify a tough stance against the regime. Let's go deeper into these stories. Starting with the Jerusalem Post report, Trump's conversation with Netanyahu comes amidst heightened tensions in the Gulf. The U.S. has recently renewed strikes on Iranian targets. Netanyahu's caution against the F-35 deal with Turkey highlights potential regional implications. This dialogue underscores the fragile state of regional alliances. Turning to the Times of Israel's report, the Israeli leadership's emphasis on readiness to return to conflict with Iran reflects ongoing security challenges. This assertion follows fresh fighting in the region. The IDF's confidence in air superiority is critical for maintaining strategic deterrence. Meanwhile, from Israel Hayom and JNS, we have updates on the U.S.-brokered framework agreement between Israel and Lebanon. The creation of pilot zones aims to stabilize southern Lebanon by removing Hezbollah forces. This marks a significant step towards reducing hostilities along the border. The impact on local communities could be profound, fostering a more secure environment. Finally, in earlier reporting from I-24 News, Netanyahu's remarks at a graduation ceremony reiterated Israel's past military actions against Iran. He credited these actions with preventing nuclear proliferation. This statement serves as a reminder of the ongoing threat perceptions within Israeli policy circles. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports on a global trend where young people are turning to container homes amid housing shortages. This alternative offers an affordable living solution. Separately, Mariv Business revealed why gourmet meals in Israel can cost up to 950 shekels. Rising costs in labor, utilities and taxes are squeezing the restaurant industry. And finally, CTech reports that Israeli legal tech startup Daro is laying off a third of its workforce. Despite profitability, the company is cutting jobs as part of a strategic shift in its AI platform development. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.